Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkreal.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Sopkow with the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Kazaki Shaw.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. Excuse me. Starting off with the Holy God, Saint Comforter, Holy Apostle, Shira, Peace, Azadaki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, Shira, Peace, Aria, and Holy Apostle, Shira, Peace, Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 chief priests and elect ladies of our nation and holy women. I'd like to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the 13th Shield General, the Major 13th Shield General, excuse me, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the DOZ, the Doors of Zion, and all the sisters throughout the nation worldwide. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And don't forget to visit the number one website on the planet, www.thecomforter.info, for all the latest and breaking news in regards to the nation of Israel, a.k.a. the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. Because I'm sure hopefully you had a peaceful Sabbath. How was your Sabbath day?
It was very beautiful, very peaceful. No issues, no drama. Just like it's supposed to be.
And that's good. It's always good to have a drama-free Sabbath. Tonight's topic is Come On Home. And say that in this message of the Israelites that are within the sound of my voice, potential believers, it's time to come home, brothers and sisters. Stop straddling in the middle of the fence. Stop thinking about, well, maybe, or I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Make up your mind. You understand that? And come on home. Because as they say, home is where the heart is, brothers and sisters. And where is home? You might say, well, brother, what are you talking about? You want me to come to your house? Where is home? Home is the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. World headquarters, Harlem, New York City. and all throughout this country, North America, South America, Central America, and all throughout the world. It's time to come on home and stop being African Americans, stop being Haitians, stop being Jamaican and West Indians, stop being Native Indians, stop being Mexicans, stop being Cubans and Dominicans. It's time to come home and be an Israelite, who you truly are. Judites, Benjamites, Levites, Simeonites, Issacharites, Gadites, Manassites. You understand that? It's time to come home, brothers and sisters. We're going to go through a series of scriptures. Hopefully these scriptures compel you to come home. And for those of you who are already a part of the nation of Israel, thank you for supporting our radio show. Thank you for your service to our nation and to the kingdom, brothers and sisters. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1, please. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1, please. All right. Okay. I think we're having some technical difficulties, but come on, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1, read.
If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Read that again. I interrupted you. Read it again. Just pause. Let me know you finished.
If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove.
See what the Lord wants us to do, brothers and sisters. He wants us to return. He wants Israel. He wants Israel to return unto him and for us to put away our abominations. What are our abominations? Put away our using of drugs. Put away our smoking of cigarettes and cigars and any other thing that we smoke. Put away the eating of the unclean meats like pork and shellfish. Put away the adultery. Put away the lying, the stealing, the murder. Put away the lies, brothers and sisters, and come back to the Lord our God. From there, let's get Hosea chapter 14, verse 1 and verse 2, please. Read that.
Hosea chapter 4, verse 14.
No, sir. Hosea chapter 14, verse 1 and 2.
O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, we will render the calves of our lips.
Okay, read that again. Take your time.
O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity.
You see that, brothers and sisters? The Lord wants us to return back to him. And he even explains to us how we've fallen. We've fallen because of our iniquities. What are our iniquities? Sins against God. Evilness and wickedness against God. Read.
Verse 2. Take with you and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips.
Okay, it says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. Again, this should be in your prayers, brothers and sisters. It says, so will we render the calves of our lips? Again, this should be in our prayers, brothers and sisters. Lord, return back to us. Receive us. Put away all of our sins so we can move on to perfection. Brothers and sisters, this is again, what is the goal? The goal is to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, you might have short-term goals. You might have long-term goals. You might want to be a doctor, lawyer, football player, basketball player, have your own business, you know, whatever. But the ultimate goal is to make it to the kingdom of heaven. It's the ultimate goal, brothers and sisters. And we was born to fight the devil. Not only was we born to fight the devil, we was born to defeat the devil. And then to move on to perfection into the kingdom of heaven. So we got a long road ahead of us, brothers and sisters. But guess who we got on our side? We got God on our side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Look at Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21 and 22, please.
Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee, thou art my servant. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Says, remember these, O Jacob. Who is Jacob? Jacob is the father of the progenitor of the 12 tribes of Israel. And Israel, for thou art my servant, the God's servant. How dare we go out there and serve these other gods? Allah, Buddha, who are no gods? Zeus and Nike and all that. God said, we his servant. And we better serve him. Then he came back. God came back and said, I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Then you think the Lord going to forget about us? Huh? Think the Lord going just going to drop his heel on this earth and forget about us while he in heaven sitting on his throne? You must be crazy. The Lord was up there with him. But first, we got to go through that obstacle course. Which is our life. Which is our life, brothers and sisters. As it is explained masterfully by the Holy God sent Comforter, Holy Apostle Jeff, peace out of the dark, the God sent Comforter. In 2 Ezra chapter 7. Read.
Verse 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee.
See that, brothers and sisters? It says, I have blotted out. Mean got rid of. Draw a big black line through. It says, as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Lord, blot out our transgressions. And as a cloud thy sins, just like a cloud comes and covers things, and it says, Lord, cover thy sins like a cloud. But he says we got to return unto him. And guess what? He's going to redeem us. Brothers and sisters, there's still hope. God is going to redeem us, brothers and sisters. It's time to come home. Come on home, brothers and sisters. Let's get Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. Read that.
Malachi verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return?
You see how simple it is, brothers and sisters. The Lord said, return unto me, and I will return unto you. So what you waiting on, brothers and sisters? What you waiting on? Some of you get excited when you get a return phone call from a job offer. Or you get a phone call from that person that you like that you want to be in a courtship with. And here it is, God is calling on you, you ain't gonna answer. God wants you to return, you ain't gonna come. You must be crazy, man. Better come on home, brothers and sisters. God is calling you. God is knocking. You better open the door. Another breakdown by the Holy God sent comfort. The Holy Apostle Sheriff Peace has a document. The God sent comfort. Open the door. You see what you're missing, brothers and sisters? You're missing the breakdowns. The understanding. Better come on in. Let's get Jeremiah. Read that.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
It says, turn, O backsliding children. Got to stop backsliding, brothers and sisters. It says, said the Lord. It says, for I am married unto you. You hear what the Bible just said, brothers and sisters? It says Israel is married to God. And it's time to come back home, brothers and sisters. How would you like it if your wife ran out on you? You keep telling her to come home. She says, nah, I want to come home. How would you feel? We married to God, brothers and sisters. And your husband is telling you to come home. You ain't gonna come? Huh? Better get on back home, brothers and sisters. We married to God. How special is that? We're married with God's wife. How special is that? God is God. He's omnipotent. He could have chose anybody to marry. He chose Israel to marry. How special is that? Is Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3.
Therefore saith therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Again, all we got to do is turn back to God. God's going to turn back to us. You don't want God to be on your side, huh? You don't want God to be shining his face upon you? You don't want God to have his hands cover you when things are going on like this? Power bomb cyclone. What's it called? Am I saying it right? The power bomb suplex cyclone bomb. What's it called? Huh? You know what I'm talking about? Recruit Shaw?
No, sir.
No, you ain't familiar what's going on the East Coast. Let me get this thing.
The what? The snow?
Yeah. They calling it something. They calling it super bomb something. Cyclone bomb. I ain't never heard of that before.
The winter jam.
The summer jam? No, the winter jam. and again, brothers and sisters, if you're affected by the bomb cyclone, what's called the bomb cyclone mammoth winter storm. We're not making fun of you brothers and sisters that have been affected by the storm that's listening to this radio show. But again, those brothers and sisters that are part of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, you do know when stuff like this happened, like a bomb cyclone or storm or hurricane, you do know that the Lord covers you with his hands and protects you. We do know that. And we do know that if you are in need, that the nation got your back. You understand that? From there, let's get Zechariah, stay in the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 7 and 8.
Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon.
Read.
Verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoilt you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye.
You see what the Bible, you see what God, you see how God refers to Israel? The Lord said, he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of my eye. God refers to Israel as the apple of his eye. The apple of your eye is your pupil. It's always protected by the eyelash, the eyelid. Something come near your eye, you swat it quickly. Always protected. Also, you're always looking at it. The pupil is right in the middle of the eye. God's always looking at us. We're always on his mind. You understand that? What is this letting us know? This is a special bond and special love between God Almighty and the nation of Israel. Brothers and sisters, you need to come on home. You need to come on home. Let me show you how special this bond is between God Almighty and the nation of Israel. Give me St. John chapter 3, verse 16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Brothers and sisters, this bond is so special. The love is so special between God Almighty and the nation of Israel that he gave his only begotten Son to the nation of Israel. God Almighty gave Jesus Christ for a sacrifice for the nation of Israel. That whosoever of the nation of Israel believeth in his Son should not perish, should not go to hell, should not be cast into the lake of fire, but have everlasting life. Be right up in heaven with him. This is a special love, brothers and sisters. It's a special love, a special bond. And you must come home, brothers and sisters. Stop playing around this world. This world is evil. This world is wicked. And you don't want to get the judgment that's coming to this world. You see, the judgment is already here. You see it. You don't want to be a part of that. Kukazakisha, I saw a picture of a squirrel frozen to death on a tree.
Wow.
Kukazakisha, I'm 48 years old. I've never seen a sight like that in my life. I'm getting reports in Florida of it being so cold in Florida that the iguanas cold. I got another report out of Ohio that the Meals on Wheels people, the people that go by different elderly homes to make sure that they have food, the Meals on Wheels person, when they came up to a man's house, he has fallen out of his wheelchair on his porch and froze to death on his porch. He was stuck to his porch, dead. This is what's going on right now in this world. You want to make sure you at home, meaning in the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, under the protection of God. Because it's getting bad out here, brothers and sisters. It's getting real bad. And people had the nerve, a million people had the nerve to be outside in 0 degree weather. 0 degree weather, talking about 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year. What's wrong with you, man? Come on now. Mariah Carey out there with lingerie on and a fur coat. Come on, sis. Come on, sis. Again, let's get one more scripture to show you the special bond of love between God Almighty and the nation of Israel. Let's get Psalms 147, verse 19 and 20. Some of you might say, well, Mariah Carey had on a nice outfit. It looked like lingerie to me. I don't know. Come on, Reed.
He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments, and his judgments unto Israel.
Reed.
Verse 20. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Again, this special bond and love is so special and tight between God Almighty and Israel that the laws and the word of God was only given or intended for Israel. With that, thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Once again, make sure you visit the number one website on the planet and our website, the website for the nation of Israel, www.thecomforter.info. With that, we say God bless, good night, and shalom.
Oh.